Tell you what, this may be the first week in a lot of weeks that we haven't had any school closings. We'll see what tomorrow brings, but looks like if the forecast holds true, this should be a week without school closing. It's been a rough time to be a school administrator. Joining us right now is the superintendent of Marysville Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a ton of snow days. How many snow days have you guys had yet this season?
We've had 10. Two full weeks of lost learning time because of the weather. And, you know, we're still trying to catch up and getting things done. I submitted actually earlier this past week a waiver from the state to approve our additional 3 days. I don't know if anybody is aware of this, but, you know, we're allowed to have 6 days where we're able to cancel schools because of the weather or whatever it is that we're dealing with in our buildings. And we've had to go over that, and the state allows us to do a additional 3 days if we apply for a waiver. I think from what I understand, there were 177 waivers that were applied for on Monday, and we're now over 200. And I was in the first stack of approvals, and I'm very happy to hear this. But, you know, the concern that I have is I have a day that I'm currently having to have to make up. So, you know, we're figuring that out right now. It could end up being a half day of school for that Good Friday coming up in April, maybe even that Easter Monday. So, but there's some things that they're talking about the state legislature. Hopefully they'll be able to forgive us for those days as too, because if we're having to have school towards the end of the year, it gets very, very warm in June and July. And I know that hey, we have some school districts that have had over 15 days.
And I don't remember a year, Sean, when we've had this many snow days in a single year, especially given that it was pretty mild heading into January. It's really been like the end of January, most of February that we've had all these snow days.
Yeah, all of our troubles, you know, I think everybody probably remembers, you know, we were driving, you know, to work and getting up in the morning and still seeing grass until roughly around, you know, the end of the month of July or January.
Yeah.
And here we are on the 28th of the month of January, where we have to have essentially a whole week off because of the cold weather and also the snow.
Yeah, it creates problems, and it's hard to build momentum heading into a new semester. You know, it's hard when you are off every other day to get any kind of momentum going.
Yeah, it was difficult because we were actually in the middle of final exams when all of this started to take place and everything. We were wrapping it up, and we had to carry it over into the second semester. Actually, we couldn't close out our first semester until we finished those exams, too. So it's been really an unusual you know, year for weather, and I want to actually thank all of our parents and community members for being patient because, you know, not only in Marysville, but also in St. Clair County around the state, because this has just been very difficult.
Yeah, it really has. In the midst of all this, there's an ongoing discussion in Lansing with a new administration, a new governor, and a Republican-led legislature about school funding. An MSU report came out recently that ranked Michigan dead last in the country when it comes to school funding increases. That's a punch to the gut, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, when you don't invest in schools, you know, I call it educational bankruptcy, because eventually these students will go through a system not getting what it is that they need, and once they graduate, they may not necessarily have the skills to be competitive, and that's very difficult to address as a superintendent with some of our state legislators, because sometimes they don't necessarily agree on some things. Like, for example, I was, you know, watching the same State of the State address as everybody else, and, you know, what are we going to do about our roads? That's the one thing that everybody's been looking at, you know, and where's that money going to come? And then I think Governor Whitmer even mentioned that she was wanting to have some form of post-secondary funding for all students here in the state. But here's the other thing. We have a third-grade reading bit coming down the road for all of our second graders currently this year for next year. And, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, we need more preschool opportunities for all kids in our state so we can get kids in our schools sooner to address maybe some of their learning issues so that they're able to read by third grade, because in the end, ultimately, that's a determining factor whether or not they'll even graduate.
Yeah. You know, so. The difference is, I think, you know, all of us that drive on Michigan roads and we hit all those potholes, we think, you know, we need more money for more asphalt. We need more patching material. We need better roads. We need more crews out there fixing the roads. We're not all in our local schools. We don't know what the needs are in schools. In fact, we hear about all the good things going on in our local schools. We say, well, what's all that money going to go for anyway? And so where would, you know, if we were to come up with the, you know, really over $1 billion in additional funding that's needed, what would that go toward?
Well, I just was meeting with my cabinet the other day, and we were talking about, you know, I have actually $1 million that we have a need for here in Marysville. We need reading recovery teachers for our first grade students that are not reading at grade level. We need LLI, level literacy intervention programs in our schools, fast forward, accelerated reader, classroom libraries. You know, we need books in the hands of kids, instructional specialists and literacy coaches. I mean, just rambling that stuff off right there, you know, that's a huge expense. And those are some of the things that we need here in school. And everybody wants students to be, I like to call it ready for life when they graduate. But, you know, everybody talks about career and college readiness, you know, but really it's life readiness. And, you know, if we don't have, for example, computer science courses or science-based courses that are being offered in our schools, because, you know, let's think about it. You know, we're preparing kids for their future, and, you know, we're preparing kids for jobs that don't even exist. So we need to provide the best quality, you know, programs and services and educational experiences that we can, but you got to fund it. And I think for a long time, the state of Michigan hasn't been really looking at that from that perspective. You know, I like to say that you should fund one good quality public school system. And right now we have a lot of options. We've got charter systems. We've got virtual programs and academies, you know, and, you know, these types of programs take away from traditional public schools. And in the end, what do we have? We have, you know, a system that is not serving the needs of our students. And that's our future here in the state of Michigan, and even in our country.
Yeah. Talking with Dr. Sean Whiteman, the superintendent of Marysville Schools. You know, despite the lousy weather we've had this winter, we are getting a little closer to spring. It's on the way. What's on the horizon in Marysville? What's new in the district?
Well, right now, what we're doing right now is we're getting ready for our kindergarten information nights that are coming up in March, on March 19th, 20th, and 21st at 6 o'clock. All of our local elementary schools will be hosting kindergarten information nights for our families. I just wanted to give a shout out for that because, you know, it's important for families to get their kids into school early. We get a lot of phone calls for, you know, when's this going to take place and happen. We posted information on our website, even on our Facebook page. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can visit our website and our Facebook page. But, you know, springtime, you know, we're winding down winter athletics. Springtime's a great time of year. It's just I'm wanting to get the snow and us through the yeah. cold weather to get to that point. And I think that we'll hopefully with the rain that we're going to get this weekend, you know, we'll be able to get there. But you know how March is. It comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. That's what everybody says.
So. Absolutely. Well, it'd be nice to string together some days where they're not interrupted by snow days. That would help things a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, totally, completely, yeah.
Well, Sean, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, listen, Paul, listen, I want to also say this. You know, I was not that guy in Lexington in that truck that fell through the ice. So I hope they find him. I hope he's okay.
I think he is, but I don't think that he's going to step forward and admit what he did anytime soon. Sean, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.